Well, lovely to see you here, very much in the kind of early stages of prepping for the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing. But firstly, let's talk about this event, because can you believe how much it's grown over the years?
Well, a little bit by little bit. It's a long time now, and it was over 35 years. And obviously it's very different because the event's grown, the sport has changed. A lot of things happen over that period of time. So we try and keep up with the Joneses and preferably stay a little bit ahead.
Very much a family feel, of course. Now, Peter, event director from last year. And let's talk specifically with you about the cross-country course, because it's quite a unique terrain here, isn't it? I mean, it must be, from a course designer's perspective, quite a challenge.
I think there's probably more terrain here than any other event or anywhere in the world. I mean, you know, they have it at Chatsworth and Burley, but nothing quite like Gatcombe. And it's a really a different experience for riders. Going up the hill's not so bad, but going down the hill at speed is another experience, and horses have to actually learn to do that. And so it's very different, and you know, the top riders think that you need a special type of horse here in order to cope with the terrain.
So from your perspective, when do the plans start in terms of getting the course ready?
I think all courses are the same. The year before is the first bit, because you see fences that haven't produced the picture that you'd like, and other fences that have done better than what you expect. Because you know, in design, you're always trying to allow the good horse and the good rider produce a good picture. And when that doesn't happen, you have to look in the mirror and say, maybe I got it a bit wrong. So that's the start of it. And then we put all the fences away undercover for the next, until the following year. And then this time, we get them out on the 15th, and I start setting on the 18th, 18th of July, because you know, the stock come off the ground, because as you can see, the cows and the sheep live here through the year. But from the middle of July onwards, we have the stock go away, we have access and can start putting the fences out and telling the real story of the cross country.
Anything new this year? Anything you can tell me about at this stage in terms of combinations? Anything in particular that will pose a real challenge?
The big change this year is out on Avening Banks. They jumped the stone wall there. It's obviously been here for longer than I have. And then they turn down to the bottom of the banks. That's a new combination. Come through the water there, back up to the top, and through the barn, and back down to the water again, and then onto the Park Bowl. And that's a different track, and riders sort of didn't really like the roundabout I had there in the last few years, so trying something different. But it's not easy here at Gatcombe, because, you know, the amount of flat real estate available is in short supply, so it's a question of trying to make best use of what flat ground there is.
As an equestrian event, it really is unique. 5 British championships. I don't think that occurs anywhere else, does it?
Well, it is the Festival of British Eventing, and the festival should be for all the members of British Eventing, which means, you know, you go all the way from, you know, the Corinthian Cup, the real amateurs, up to the top horses and riders in the sport and the British Open. So, it is unique, and hopefully it'll be going on for many years to come.
And aside from the sport, it sounds like a cliche, but there really is something for everyone. It's a great family day out, a beautiful backdrop set in the Cotswolds.
Well, when Princess Anne and I started this back in the 80s, obviously Princess Royal now, we tried to make it a special event for the top horses and riders, but also for the whole family, and to make it a family entertainment. Now, understanding that perhaps not every member of the family wants to watch horses from 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. But the other members of the family, they want to do other things, look at other things, trade stands and so on. So that's how we started, and I have to say Peter's continuing the tradition.
It must make you very proud. He's doing a very good job, isn't he? I mean, it really is a family affair.
It is, and all the family get involved. But I think, you know, from my point of view, you know, I'm getting long in the tooth, and it was time for the younger generation to bring a new perspective to the event, and all the social media and all that stuff that I don't really understand, to move the event on, you know, through the eyes of the next generation.